Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, Little Texas Blues, bringing us back 7 till. That's ZZ Top, by the way. That's Billy on guitar. I mean, yeah, that's Billy. That's right, Billy on guitar and Dusty on bass and Frank on the drums. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson, the author of The On-Demand Brand. We're talking about social media with a little extra dose of Facebook evaluation in here. Rick, one of the things that I've been pointing out to folks as I talk about how we're converting from what I call the age of the seller to the age of the customer is that every discipline to go to market that we had in the age of the seller, when you and I, like, which is what was going on when you and I were coming up as pups, every discipline has a counterpoint discipline, has a corresponding discipline, I should say, in the age of the customer. Every single one of them that you can identify, and I identified about a dozen, every one of them has an alternative in the age of the customer that looks a little bit different, except for one thing. There is no corresponding, looking backwards, there is no corresponding component to match with mobile in the age of the seller. In the new age, the age of the customer, mobile is brand new. Yep. And when I say mobile, I'm talking about smartphones, the ability to process information the way we do in this small form factor in our hands. And this is going to be the biggest disruptor, I think, for Facebook, because they have not figured out how to deliver the experience and the ads in the small form factor.
Right. And I think that's good news. And here's why. So half of Facebook's users are accessing Facebook via mobile. And as you said, Facebook has not been able to figure out a way to deliver compelling advertising on mobile. People don't want advertising on mobile. Mobile is by far the most measurable, personal, and direct link to consumers ever created, mm-hmm. but not for mobile advertising. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this for years. It's about creating experiences that consumers are going to flock to in mobile. And what we're seeing is the emergence of what's called SOLOMO, so social, local, and mobile. And small businesses in particular, but business in general, has started to capitalize on this whole idea of place, where a person is, community, who this, you know, what these fans are communities of, businesses and otherwise, and mobile, connecting at them at the point of impression. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, small companies are learning, hey, someone is within a certain vicinity of my store who is a fan of mine. If they are so interested or doing a search for something related to my services, I can say, hey, by the way, come into the store and, you know, let's have an experience together. And, you know, I've got an offering for you, just for you, based on who you are and where you are.
And if you don't have this capability, folks, it doesn't matter how competitive you are. You're not relevant. And what I've been saying now for a long time, Rick, is that in the age of the customer, relevance trumps competitiveness. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't even see a difference between the two really now. You know, if you are relevant, you are competitive.
Yeah, yeah. But my point
not,
is, my point is, price, product, service, all that becomes secondary if I can't reach you the way I want to reach you. If you're not available to me, if your phone number is not hot when I go on when I pull up your website on my smartphone, those kinds of things. If you don't have a mobile site when I go there, if I have a hard time reading your website because it's formatting in the full view. And so
one of the biggest mistakes people make is creating a mobile outreach without a mobile optimized website.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest.
I tell people, and I like your thoughts on this, I tell my audience that not all small businesses need a mobile app, but all small businesses need a mobile site. What do you think?
Yes. Yes, and in fact, you know, longer term, you think about it, mobile apps are hot right now, but eventually through technologies like HTML5 mm-hmm. and others, they're going to eventually go away because mobile web experiences that I access through my mobile phone at whim are going to have that same functionality.
Right.
I don't need to download anything, and it doesn't have to work with a certain phone.
Because it's universal, it's cross-platform. The good news is that it's cheaper to build a mobile site than it is to build a mobile app.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's good news. Hey, Rick, give us the website again, please.
Sure, it's RickMatheson.com.
RickMatheson.com. Rick, we got more to talk about. We didn't get to all the things you have on your list. We come back again real soon. Let's talk about these other things.
Anytime, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Rick Matheson, folks. The on-demand brand. That's the title of his book, which I'm sure you can find more about on his website, and is available wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour, and I'm reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.